Kim, I guess we're entering into the time when you need people to help you out for Salvation Army bell ringing. What's going on?
Well, each and every year, the Rhinelander Salvation Army reaches out to the community and hopes that you will join us in sharing your blessings. We begin ringing the bell this year, the Friday before Thanksgiving, Friday, November 22nd. We start at Triggs and at Shopko. And then the following Friday, some people might know it as Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, we begin ringing at Walmart. Last year, we raised $29,815 for the Rhinelander Salvation Army. For every dollar that's donated, 86 cents stays right here in Rhinelander, with the remaining 14 cents going to state and national emergency relief efforts like Hurricane Sandy and the Western fires and the Southern tornadoes and floods. This past year, the Rhinelander Salvation Army provided emergency assistance to 256 adults and children, and the need is greater than ever. So we really rely, in fact, our primary source of funding is the bell ringing. And I sure hope that people will consider giving 2 hours of their time to help out.
I think most people don't know what they have to do. So could you explain that?
We actually have, for the second year in a row, we've rolled out a website that has online scheduling. And you can visit the website at onidawi.volunteerfirst.org.
The point is that people who need the help get the help directly from the money that's raised, correct?
This is the first year that the Rhinelander Salvation Army has partnered with ACES, Area Churches for Emergency Services. And the idea is to bring a streamline to helping people in emergency need. We help with shelter. If people need emergency housing, we have in the past done hotel vouchers. In the last year, we've partnered with the Frederick Place Homeless Shelter to offer assistance there. We also provide emergency assistance with medical and transportation, sometimes with rent and utilities. And the idea being that someone who's in an emergency situation needs assistance right now, or it's a family who just had their heat shut off and they just need help right now. And the churches were getting calls also. So we looked at how to partner, how to best use the donations that are entrusted to us, and how to best serve the community.
You mentioned some of the needs. What are some of the needs people have come to the Salvation Army seeking?
They're looking to get assistance with their rent or with utility shutoff. If they had a medical emergency and they have no money to pay for, it could be as simple as stitches. It could be as big as a broken leg or something like that. You know, sometimes it's hard for us who are more fortunate to understand the needs of people who are really facing difficult times. And the economy's been rough on a lot of people. But I consider myself fortunate that I have a family and a home to go home to every night. And not everyone is that fortunate. And that's where the Salvation Army comes in, to really help people out in times of emergency. And emergency assistance is defined in many different ways. It could be through a disaster. It could be through economic timing. Whatever the case is, we're here for the people in our community. The money stays here.
And you only go as far as the money goes. Is that correct?
That's correct. And last year we actually raised, as I mentioned, $29,815, which is less than the year before. So by partnering with the Area Churches for Emergency Services, we're really hoping to pool all of our funds and to work together and really meet the needs of our community.